A small contingent of British troops arrived at an air base north of Kabul during the night. More foreign forces are expected in coming days to take part in peacekeeping and humanitarian operations. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Kabul, and he joins us now. Ivan, what do we know about these British troops and what they will be doing?
Linda, there were about 100 special forces from the British Navy. They arrived at the Bagram Air Base north of Kabul, and their mission is to secure that airport for future humanitarian missions. That's according to the Ministry of Defense. The Bagram Air Base was built by the Soviets. It's an enormous facility, but it's been unusable because it's been on the front line between the Northern Alliance and the Taliban. It's most likely very heavily mined, and it's received some damage in the fighting over the years. As these British troops arrive, the French contingent left France today, heading for the northwestern city of Mazar-i-Sharif. They have a similar assignment to secure the airport in Mazar-i-Sharif. If these two airports are up and running, it will have a serious impact on one of the biggest challenges here. That's the difficulty of transporting people and material into one of the world's most isolated countries.
Ivan, in the days since the Northern Alliance has come into the city, there are obviously a lot of armed men who jumped the gun and came in early. Has there been any concerns about keeping the peace in Kabul with all those troops in the city now?
There have been concerns. There have been hundreds, thousands of soldiers here on the streets carrying Kalashnikov rifles, carrying RPG-7 rocket launchers. I've seen one or two of them raise their weapons, threatening people with them. So last night, the interior minister of the Northern Alliance government made an announcement on the radio station here saying, time to get the weapons off the streets. And sure enough, this morning, he and a top general drove around in a convoy, personally confiscating weapons from unassigned soldiers standing around in the streets with guns. By the end of the day, there were almost no armed soldiers loitering around like we'd seen over the past several days. This is an effort to prevent a repeat of what took place several years ago before the Taliban swept to power, when many commanders from the Northern Alliance ruled this city and the city descended into fighting between the former Mujahideen.
We've seen some stories that there are leaders coming from various areas around Kabul who used to feel that they owned a piece of it and want their piece back. How is the Northern Alliance planning to run the city with all these factions headed for Kabul?
There is some question about this. The ethnic group, the Hazaras, who were involved in very intense fighting with former commanders of the Mujahideen, who became the Northern Alliance, there was very bloody fighting between these groups. The Hazaras have warned that they are coming back, and a general today from the Northern Alliance reportedly said he would not allow these people in. So there are a lot of big questions about just what kind of a peace process will be established here, how they can resolve these issues. There are also a lot of tensions and rivalries between the Northern Alliance commanders themselves who came in together into this city. They're already starting to stake out their territory, and there's some question how long they can keep the peace before people get selfish and perhaps start picking up their weapons. That's why today's initiative to try to get those weapons off the street was a step in some direction to defuse this.
Ivan, thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from Kabul.